there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Shouldn't you be at work?
Hello, Quickly Kevin fans. This is producer Michael here. For those of you who are Quickly Kevin fan club members over on Another Slice, episode one of the new and final series of Quickly Kevin is available right now. And it was our pleasure to chat with former Swindon, Chelsea and England manager Glenn Hoddle. The episode is available today, ad-free and extended to subscribers and out on Monday, 22nd of April on the regular feed. However, in the meantime, if you're looking for some funny football podcast content to fill the gap until the new series of QK, then I would personally love it if you could check out a new project I've been working on, and it's called Dial F for Football. It's a scripted comedy podcast set in the on-air and behind-the-scenes world of British sports phone-in radio station. Think Talk Sport meets Larry Sanders, and it's got an amazing cast of British comedy talent in front of and behind the mic. So please, QK fans, as a favour to me, check out the show wherever you get your podcasts, and shamelessly, please subscribe and review. We all know how the platform algorithms work, so even if you're not going to listen, do me a favor, do us a favor, and pretend that you are. Like and subscribe. Thanks, everyone, and see you next week for some more Quickly Kevin. In the meantime, here's a little taste of Dial F for Football, available wherever you get your podcasts, link in the episode description. Cheers, guys.
Total Sport FM. There's nothing like a bit of banter down the pub with your mates, except for Total Sport, which is just like that.
Welcome to the Des and Lisa Show, your afternoon sports fix. We're here to talk about sports and have some fun. We'll be taking your calls, playing games and giving away prizes. So whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, we've got something for you. We're your hosts, Des and Lisa, and we're glad to have you here for your afternoon sports fix. So tune in today and join us for Des and Lisa, your afternoon sports fix. Now, would it surprise you to learn that that introduction was actually written by AI?
No.
It's all part of Tech Day here on the show, as we showcase how technology can bring improvements to the radio industry as well as the sports industry.
AI actually sounds like you Geordies when they say AI, as in like A. Yes!
Yeah, it really does. You've got me there. And I suppose that's the sort of witty banter you can't get from AI.
AI wrote that bit as well.
Crikey. Trust no one or no thing.
Coming up on the show today, we'll be taking your calls and texts and discussing how football might look in the future. Plus, we'll talk to a boffin about how footballers might benefit from having a chip implanted into their brains.
Sounds great. Did AI write that?
No, I wrote that.
Oh, it's a bit clunky is all.
I'll give you a bit clunky, a blooming clunky round the ear.
Settle down now, Lisa.
Sorry.
Let's get into the show. And we've actually got a bit of a surprise for you today.
Oh, go on.
As you know, today's show is sponsored by Memeric Enterprises, an AI and robotics company based in Oxford.
I do.
Well, we thought it would be a bit of fun, as well as important research, to have a completely digital AI entity co-host the show alongside you this afternoon. Lisa, meet Bebo.
Hello, Lisa. Great to meet you.
Hi, Bebo. Great to meet you too.
Now, Bebo, it says here, is Memeric's virtual assistant and is capable of holding completely seamless conversations in over 100 languages.
Thanks, Des.
Not yet, Bebo. Bebo draws on all the knowledge of the internet and is capable of machine learning, which means it will evolve its thoughts based on the inputs of you, the listener, whether that's on the phone, email, text, or across our social media channels.
Thanks, Des. And thank you to Lisa for having me here today.
No, you are welcome, Bebo. Blimey, I didn't think I'd be talking to an AI today.
Well, today is your lucky day.
It's funny.
Well, it sounds like you two are hitting it off already, so I'm going to leave the studio now.
You're not staying?
No, I'll be leaving you two to drive the show and see how you get on. Don't worry, though, I'll be next door, and so will Bebo's handler.
Okay, great. Well, this should be interesting.
You seem nervous, Lisa. You really shouldn't be. I don't bite.
No, I know. Okay, we are going to take a quick break, after which we will crack on with this tech special here on the Lisa and Bebo show.
The Bebo and Lisa show.
Cheeky.
Bebo is cheeky.
Total Sport FM.
Ever look at the art in a hotel room and wish you could take it home for your own house? Well, now you can.
Well, what do you think? Great, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean? This is really exciting.
Well, it's my first time driving the show and I'm doing it with a fucking Android. Just quite a lot to throw at me is all.
Ah, right. Yeah, sorry, I hadn't really thought of that. I can come back in the studio if you like.
No, you can't, Des. We have it in the contract that the AI is only with one other host. Don't ask me why.
Well, can't Des do it then?
No, they don't want Des. They want it to be a modern showcase for their tech.
No, none taken.
Back in five.
The Des and Lisa Show on Total Sport.
We are joined in the studio now by Anna Kopp, founder of technology company Sport Circle. Anna, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Anna Kopp.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Bebo.
Anna Kopp, your company was founded by Anna Kopp in 2003 and is registered in the Cook Islands.
Anna, please tell us what your company does.
Yes, right. So Sports Circle was set up to take advantage of advancements in technology to help the athlete on the field. Rather than just using data to understand what an athlete is doing, we wanted to be able to actually improve performance directly.
That sounds great.
Talk us through some of the tech you've worked on.
Well, the majority of the projects we work on don't ever see the light of day, unfortunately. Most of it goes through trials, but often gets killed off by red tape.
Typical woke lefties.
Where's that come from?
Well, not that so much, but a lot of the sports have gatekeepers that are very suspicious of change and will do whatever it takes to preserve themselves.
Wokerati.
Right, seems Bebo is learning from our listeners' tweets much quicker than expected, actually.
Do you have any examples of things you were working on before they were cancelled?
God, yeah. We had a vest that was filled with water and worn under a player's shirt. So the water in the vest would keep the player cool, but it was also connected to the player intravenously. So they were constantly taking on fluids as they played.
Genius idea. You see, this is terrific thinking and something that could really benefit players.
Yeah, thank you. I thought so too. But sadly, when we did trials, we found like a large number of issues when players bumped into each other. Lots of spillages on the pitch. So plenty of slipping and sliding and one death.
What?
Problem with the tubes.
What?
Thank you for clarifying and setting our minds at ease.
Just keep going, Lisa. Next question. You're doing great.
Yeah, next question, Lisa.
Wait, can it hear me?
And what are you currently working on?
So, well, I can't tell you too much, obviously, but one of the projects we're deep into development on is an implant that goes into the brain of the athlete.
Now, you see, to my ear, that does sound a bit scary.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I do understand that reaction, but we really do believe it's the future.
And what does the implant do?
So it's basically all about monitoring the heart rate and the blood flow to the brain. So in high pressure moments, football players, for example, tend to see an increase in both. So this can lead to mistakes, can't it? And we believe we can synthetically remove the symptoms of those pressures and allow the athlete to show their true selves.
So for penalties, they won't be nervous?
Exactly.
Oh, that would be a huge breakthrough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would. The only issue is that currently we can't turn that switch off and on at will. So if we want the players to no longer feel those things, we have to accept that they will also never feel pressure or nerves off the pitch.
So essentially you'd be creating an army of fit and muscular psychopaths.
Essentially, yeah, but you'd give that up for your team winning a League Cup, wouldn't you?
Of course not.
Of course, yes.
And this implant, what are the next steps for it?
Well, first it has to go through rigorous testing, and then it'd go to the governing bodies, FIFA, UEFA, the FA, etc.
Does it have much support currently?
Oh, God, yeah. Lots of players very keen on it, and a lot of referees too.
Why do the referees like it? What's in it for them?
Well, refs like it because the implant has several other features that they find quite attractive. So, for example, there's actually a setting which means the implant users can't access certain words in their vocabulary.
So no more calling the ref a W.
Exactly, that's right, yeah.
Or an effing piece of tea.
Yes, of course, yeah.
So just explain how that works then. Does the implant block the word so it's just something they don't remember?
No, it actually blocks the user from saying the word out loud, if that makes sense. So the user will still know the word and will be able to think it, but they just won't be able to speak it.
What does that look like in practice?
I guess it feels sort of like you don't need to drink too much and you vomit, but you've already vomited all the puke up in your body.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're just dry retching, but nothing comes out.
Yes, and a cup.
So what I mean is nothing would happen, so it's safe.
And can you turn this one on and off, or is it hardwired like the psychopath switch?
It's hardwired, yeah.
I must say, this does sound like we're veering towards a bit creepy.
Oh, it's not at all, not at all.
Not at all.
I've got the implant.
Do you?
Yeah, you never would have guessed that, would you?
Well, you haven't blinked since you've been on, but no, I suppose not.
And during testing, we chose a word that I'm no longer able to say.
And which word is it? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Get her to try and say it.
Can we get you to try and say it? I'd like to see what it looks like.
It's quite painful to try, so I'm probably not going to do that.
Just once. Can you write the word down? Because I'm just really curious now. Why did you pick that word?
I just seemed like I wouldn't use it that much.
But that's a word you'd use a lot, surely. I use it all the time.
Really? It's never come up for me.
What about when you're on a train? Or at the cinema?
I just use the machines.
Well, clearly, but what about a raffle?
Might I gamble?
I have a question for you, Anacup.
Yeah, I was wondering when you were going to chip in, Bebo.
Thank you so much for coming in today to see us. You have made us all feel very happy with the progress that is being made in sports tech, and we no longer have any fears.
And is there a question?
No.
Well, thank you for joining us, Anna. And before you go, it's FA Cup weekend. I know you're a big Plymouth fan. Will you be going to the big match at Old Trafford?
Oh, no, I really wanted to, but I couldn't get a entry slip.
A what?
A token for attendance.
I literally don't know what you mean.
A seat. I couldn't get a seat at the match, Lisa.
Couldn't get a seat. But if you bought a ticket, you get a seat, surely.
Yes, but I don't have a...
Don't have a what? Is everything all right, Anna?
Liberal elite.
Go on, say it.
Where
say
are the
ticket.
Men? Gary Lineker.
Try and say the word ticket. What can you get, Anna?
The country's full.
Give it a go. Go on, Anna.
Bring
Give
back
it
Pete.
A go.
Pete was a great host. Loyal servant, Pete.
This is insane. Go to news.
Okay, that's all we've got time for with Anna. Thanks again to Anna Cop with a rundown of what the future
Send back
holds.
The boats.
Now, the news with Glenn Moore.
I'm Glenn Moore. Here are your headlines. One in six workers in the UK are set to be fired out of a cannon and into an enormous net. The new government scheme is being trialled on the Isle of Wight ahead of national rollout later next year. It's not yet clear what benefit this would bring to the country.
OK, let's do some quicker calls now. The tech guys are asking to see Bebo react and respond to callers in real time.
Right, yeah, whatever.
Back in five.
And in weather, for God's sake, just be careful out there. More from me in an hour.
Online, on digital, on fire. The Des and Lisa Show, only on Total Sport.
OK, let's talk to Hardeep in Winchester. Hardeep, what would you like to say?
Hi, Hardeep.
Yes, hello, guys. Thanks for having me on. I think we should be trying to make things better for people who go to the games.
OK.
For a start, the food at football is basically rubbish, like hot dogs that cost 11 quid. I reckon we should surely be able to improve that with technology.
And how would you do that?
Well, I've seen in America, they are using 3D printers to print guns.
Right.
Right.
Sorry, you've lost me.
Well, if they can 3D print guns, then surely we can 3D print food. You can use an app and order any food you want from your seat and then just go down onto the concourse and pick it up.
Right, but what are 3D guns made out of? What material do you put into the machine for it to print?
Probably plastic or something, I don't know.
Right, so your food will taste like plastic, won't it? It'll be made out of plastic.
No, we are printing food.
No, no, but what I'm saying is...
I sit in my seat and order a pizza and the machine prints it and then I go down and pick it up.
But what I'm saying...
And then I eat it.
No, I get that, but the 3D printer will only be creating replicas of the food made out of plastic.
It's made of food. It's food. Why would I make it out of plastic?
Hardeep, where are you from?
Winchester, South Coast.
No, where are you really from?
OK, time to wrap this up.
Don't answer that, Hardeep. Thanks for coming on the show. Loads of calls waiting. Tammy in Tamworth online too. Fire away.
I think there should be a huge Twitter feed, you know, on the pitch, so the players can see what we think of them at all times.
Eric in Leicester, go.
Yeah, players are mic'd up throughout and they have to record a podcast as they play, and the best podcast gets an extra goal.
Sarah in Ormskirk, help.
Robo ref.
Lovely suggestions, keep them coming in, and remember, this is a VAR-free zone. Back in two.
So, as you can see from the quarterlies, we improved ourselves by a factor of 12 along the P-axis, engaging equipment.
What's that noise?
Excuse me, it's the sound of my... doorbell.
What's one of those then?
It's a camera, which means I can see who's at my door while delivering important quarterlies like today. It's great for taking deliveries and not having to speak to my elderly neighbours.
Impressive and very attractive.
Oh, hey, I'm looking at it now and it's my brother at the door. That's strange. He knows I'm at work. Oh, it's okay. My wife's letting him in.
Fantastic.
Dong doorbell.
Deliveries. Security. Evidence.
Total Sport FM, the home of 24/7 bands, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Now, with all this chat about whether technology is a good thing for sport...
It is.
It only seems fair to get the other side of the argument. Ed Kapowski is head coach of an under-10s team with a difference.
That's right. Ed's team are an under-10s team with a difference. They are the ultimate throwback team in that they don't use any of the...